It is so wonderful to have you with us as weekends always start early at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big East Sports Show. March Madness is underway, and we certainly hope that your bracket, it is shaping up the way you anticipated. Tonight on our program, I have invited back one of our absolute favorites as we're going to head out to the heart of the Big 12 Conference in Norman, Oklahoma. We're going to get the pulse on the Sooner men and women's basketball teams. Of course, the Sooner men, they opened tournament action yesterday against North Dakota State. Sooner head coach Lon Kruger has really done just a remarkable job this season, and we want to make a point to highlight just this incredible run this year. We're delighted to welcome back in the senior writer with OU Insider, and also you can listen to him on the radio 1400 KREF and also online at sportstalk1400.com, our good friend James Hale. James, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. I'd always do better if I could see you, but I'll take that lovely voice and just run with it. We'll be fine.
Well, listen, don't hold back. Don't hold back. You can go to our radio website, eradiosports.com. We just had a sit-down exclusive interview with the Dallas Mavericks head coach, so you can see me in person, going one-on-one with Coach Carlisle.
Well, believe me, that was his boss more than you, but I mean, that was a great talk, and you do a great job covering the Mavs, and it's always fun to talk NBA with you. So, but Coach Kruger has had a great year, and he's really had a good run, and he's on a good run here at Oklahoma. The team's getting better, the program's getting better, he's recruiting better, so things are on the up and up. He's going to lose two talented seniors in Cam Clark, who's had a great senior year, and Tyler Neal, who's had his best year since winning the Gatorade Player of the Year coming out of high school in Oklahoma. And both those guys are going to be missed, but I think that he's actually got just as good a talent, if not better talent, coming in the three recruits, and I think they'll try to add another recruit in the second signing period, so we'll see how that goes.
James, there's always so much attention with Sooner football and on Bob Stoops' program. How refreshing is it for you, being there in Norman, to kind of change things up a bit, just the success that Lon Kruger has had at Oklahoma in only his third year? I mean, it's been a remarkable turnaround and really a renaissance.
Well, maybe. I don't look at it that way, and I don't mean to disagree with you, but mm-hmm. I mean, I think OU's always been a good men's basketball program. I mean, even if go back to the Billy Chubbs era when Oklahoma was ranked number one, three straight years, and they had the great women's Tinsdale, and they built off that. Then he followed that with legendary Stacey King and Mookie Blaylock and Ricky Grace and, those guys. And, and Harvey Grant. That's one of the greatest teams of all time. And then Kelvin Sampson had his run, too, where he made it to a Final Four and, won some conference championships and really had a good run. And Jeff Capel made it to the Elite Eight, and then, Jeff, just really had some bad luck with a couple of high-profile recruits that never panned out, kind of ruined his program, and he kind of got sideways with the administration. So, they decided to move on, but I think they've hit another home run with Lon Kruger, who's come in, and I think Lon is actually, who's had one of the greatest runs in NCAA history. I don't think he gets enough credit for being how great he has been, and it's because he's never won a national title, but he's been in a Final Four. He was recruiting great guns at UNLV when he decided to come to Oklahoma, so I think his recruiting has picked up as a coach. So I think OU's always played really good men's basketball. I think they have one of the top 20 programs in the country, but people just don't always recognize it. But a lot of people would like to have the success that this men's basketball program has had at OU.
I really was just referencing those later years of Capel, and it just seemed like the program wasn't where we were accustomed to it being, whether it was with Kelvin Sampson or with Billy Tubbs. Billy Tubbs basketball was a lot of fun to watch during those years.
Well, it was the best. I mean, I always say it was the rock and roll era of sports because Barry Switzer was doing his thing in football, and Seymour was doing his thing in baseball. Stan Abel was doing his thing in wrestling. So Oklahoma was good. Heck, Bart Conner and those guys were building the men's basketball gymnastics program. So, and in track and field, we had the number one 4x100 and 4x400 relay teams in track and field. So how about that, And I always call it the rock and roll era. And I had a lot of fun going to school at that time, E. And you did too, probably. But it was everybody always says, "You want to go back to high school?" No, I want to go back to my days at OU. And can I have my same money I'm making now and what I know now? Uh-huh. I'd have a good time at OU.
You are listening to the voice.
Well, I didn't have any money in college. I don't know about you, you know, but at least I have a dollar now, you know, so that'd be fun.
The senior writer with OU Insider and KREF 1400 AM in Norman, Oklahoma, is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us online at E Radio Sports at Twitter. And, you know, we're talking about Lon Kruger. I guess, you know, it's really not that much of a surprise when you look at his track record. I mean, he's taken five Division I school programs to the NCAA right. tournament. You know, K-State, Florida, Illinois, UNLV, and, of course, most as recently, OU.
Well, that's exactly right. That's why, in my opinion, he should be talked about more as one of the legendary coaches coaching today in college basketball. Now, Coach Kruger doesn't search out that stuff. He's great with the media, absolutely great, but he's not going to call people and he's not going to campaign for it. He's not going to tell his PR guy to go do it. And again, it's probably because he hasn't won a national title yet, and some people don't look at him as a great postseason coach, but I think that sometimes is because of the teams that he is coaching more so than the ability of the coach. And, you know, when you're always rebuilding programs like he has been doing, sometimes that hurts you in postseason play because you get there, but you start wondering, you know, you start looking at matchups then and closer matchups and what you can do. And so it becomes a little bit of a different animal at that point. So, you know, I think he's done a great job. He's a great X's and O's guy, E. You being a former basketball star, you know, you understand that as well as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, he can really X and O's. And I don't think OU's ever been out game-planned going into a game, and they may lose the game. But the players themselves tell me they always feel like they had the best game plan going in, and that's a testament to a coach when his own players will never blame him for a loss, and they'll blame themselves saying they didn't execute the game plan. And that's what I hear out of the players at Oklahoma when they fall short.
How does he maximize his talent? I mean, what's been his main ingredient for success? Because you look at his roster, he's got, 10 underclassmen, and especially in his starting five. I mean, they are young.
Well, what he's done, he has been able to take whatever talent he has, and he goes to work with that talent. So if he's got guards, he comes up with a guard-oriented offense. If he's got a center or a forward, all right, they'll start throwing the ball on the block. You know, if he's, you know, if they don't have that, if they, you know, are a forward-oriented team, then he'll, you know, come up with plays and stuff for the forwards and kind of go to work with those guys and what they've got going. And so that's kind of how he approaches things and how he goes to work with things. And it's that's what he's done the best and how he goes out and does things because, you know, he's really able to go out and make some things happen in that regard, and that's always a good thing about it. So he's able to put together his team based on the talent that he has.
Well, Athletic Director Joe Castiglione certainly found the right man for the job, but what has also been your impression of him? I mean, he comes across as a very positive person, a genuinely really nice guy, and the players, they got to love that.
Well, he's the best. I mean, his wife is too. I mean, it's a great family. It's great to have him in the community, man. They care about the community. He cares about the fans. Mm-hmm. I mean, his first day he's on campus, he says, practices are open. Come down. Bring me some plays. We'll try to run them. You know, we'll have some fun here. And you know what? He does have people that go to practice. Now, the football practices are closed, and that's a big debate up here and a big argument among fans of why the practices are closed when the fans mean so much to the program. So, but in basketball, they're wide open, and that's you can't even say that with Cherry Cole's program. So it's kind of interesting how sometimes things work out. But Lon has won over a lot of people just because he's been very accessible, and people love him for that.
We are going one-on-one with James Hale, the senior writer with OU Insider and KREF 1400 in Norman, Oklahoma. We're going to step aside for a quick commercial break. Join us online at Twitter at eRadioSports, and we will be right back with much more at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.